This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States will announce a new military aid package for Ukraine on Friday, according to White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby, speaking to reporters on Thursday. Ongoing military aid to Ukraine will be a topic of discussion between President Joe Biden and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz when the two leaders meet at the White House on Friday, Kirby said.
We've closely coordinated our support to Ukraine throughout this conflict, including through joint announcements in January to provide infantry fighting vehicles and tanks. Germany has provided significant air defense support to Ukraine, including a Patriot battery, the Iris-T air defense system, which is an infrared-seeking system, and five multiple launch rocket systems.
Ukrainian forces clinging to the eastern city of Bakhmut dug new trenches in an attempt to hold back Russian attackers. As the United States made that announcement about new military aid for Ukraine, Russian forces have been attacking Bakhmut in Donetsk province for months, sometimes in waves, and the site has become one of the bloodiest battles of the war. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on Thursday told Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that he will encourage countries to join peace talks to end the conflict between Ukraine and Russia. Lula said on Twitter Thursday that in his discussion with Zelensky, he reaffirmed Brazil's desire to talk with other countries and participate in any initiative related to building peace and dialogue. He added, "Nobody wants war." During his nightly statement to the nation, Zelensky said he and Lula discussed international efforts to implement their peace formula. Zelensky also said he expressed gratitude to Lula for Brazil's vote in favor of the UN resolution last week that called for peace and demanded Russia withdraw its troops. This is VOA News. The death toll from the Greek train accident on Tuesday rose to 57 Thursday as more bodies were recovered and protesters marched through the streets at Thessaloniki and Athens, condemning the Greek rail industry for the accident. The government said it shared in people's sorrow and promised to carry out thorough investigations and fix the ailing rail network's woes. A passenger train with over 350 people on board ran for several kilometers on the same track as an incoming freight train, reportedly after the station master in the central city of Larissa failed to reroute one of the trains. The 59-year-old station master has been charged with negligent homicide and has admitted partial responsibility for the accident. The United Nations' top Democratic Republic of Congo official is rallying support for the agency's peacekeeping mission to the country, Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The United Nations' top official in Democratic Republic of Congo toured its conflict-hit eastern provinces for the first time in months.
As public support for the agency's troubled peacekeeping mission, known as MONUSCO, sharply deteriorates. Binto Keita visited Bushagara, and apparent goodwill gesture after an attack on a peacekeeper convoy at another camp in February. After speaking to some residents, she urged the government to do more to support the country's internal refugees.
War has enormous consequences on people, and the consequences go beyond what we can see physically. It gets to people's mental health.
Government did not respond to a request for comment, Reuters' Olivia Chan reporting. South Korea is calling on North Korea to respond positively to Seoul's offer of reunions of families separated by the Korean War. VOA's Richard Green has more.
Unification Minister Kwon Young-sae delivered the message at an event to celebrate the 54th anniversary of the founding of the ministry, stressing that there is not much time left for the surviving families. Almost 66% of the surviving family members were 80 years of age or older as of the end of last year, according to government data. Kwon publicly proposed talks with the North last September to discuss the issue of separated families. But so far, Pyongyang has not responded to Seoul's outreach for inter-Korean talks amid frosty relations following the no-deal summit between the North and the United States in Hanoi in early 2019. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
Vanuatu was under a state of emergency Friday after back-to-back earthquakes and cyclones struck the Pacific nation. An initial 6.5 magnitude quake struck the island of Espiritu Santo, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Marissa Melton, VOA.